This is Cold Fusion Muse. I want to talk to you today about the box and your clients. Every parent has probably had an experience like the following. When my daughter was 2 or 2.5, I bought her a toy for Christmas. I don't really even remember the toy, but it was a brainy toy. It was designed to stimulate her growing mind, and our child was brilliant. At least we knew she was brilliant, and so we knew she would take to it right away. It was expensive, but we only wanted the best for our daughter. The toy was really big. I'm not sure how big. I only remember that the box was big enough for her to fit inside. Christmas morning finally arrived. My wife and I proudly presented our cute little progeny with the gift wrapped in beautiful paper. She tore into the paper and unwrapped the box and stared in wonder. You could almost see her little mind saying things to her like, "What is it?" and "Wow!" and "I want candy." I helped her get the box open and get the toy out. I held it out to her. "See? It's pretty neat, isn't it?" She looked at the toy with some interest, not wanting to disappoint her daddy. But her thoughts had already been captivated by, you guessed it, the box. The box was such a perfect size. She could crawl inside, and she did, and she laughed, and we laughed with her, and she spent the rest of the afternoon playing with the box. She put the cat in the box, and she would play peekaboo in the box, and she had such a great time with that perfectly sized box. Every developer has had an experience like the following. Your client asks you to create an application. You work hard to make sure it's up to spec, that it follows a workable standard. You use CSS. You allow your peers to offer feedback. You make sure it's 508 compliant. You create a solid database schema and a great set of features. And finally, the big day arrives and you are ready to show it to your client. And what does your client care about the most? Not the features or the database, not the fact that it outperforms other similar applications, not even the fact that you use Flash remoting or Ajax. No! What they are attracted to, or worse, repulsed by, is the box. Clients are first drawn to the cosmetic look and feel of the application, and nothing you can do will change that. Nothing makes a developer's heart sink more than going to a launch meeting only to spend the entire time wrangling over the size of a font or the text for the footer or how to move a table 5 pixels to the left or whether or not we should use buttons or links. Usually, it's all stuff that has already been appropriately considered beforehand by the lead stakeholders during development. But you bring everybody together and suddenly you have a room full of toddlers all fighting over the box. It's enough to make daddy cry. Well, not to worry, because I have a few tips for maintaining your composure. Tip number one. Remember that your job is to satisfy the decision makers that are part of your client. Satisfy the decision makers. In a group of stakeholders, particularly a larger group, there are always squeaky wheels. But being a squeaky wheel doesn't make you a decision maker. Much of what goes on at a launch or a stakeholder meeting has more to do with company politics than it has to do with your specific application or the job that you've done. Your job as an outsource provider, or even sometimes as an in-house provider, is to make sure and follow the spec, remain neutral, and satisfy the decision makers in the room. This requires that you be even-keeled and patient. Don't get bent out of shape when someone is piqued that your application doesn't support links or can't do the Watusi. Chances are this has more to do with internal office dynamics than it has to do with you. Tip number two. Add some eye candy. Don't poo-poo the visual aspects of an application suite just because you think it's secondary. We once had a client for whom we built a dynamic site with all kinds of CMS tools, a calendar, a member section, but nothing we did really excited him till one day we added a news ticker to the front page. This news ticker flipped through the latest company news, and when you clicked on the news, it would click through to a detail page. We had founded this news ticker on the Developers Exchange, and we implemented the entire news ticker in less than an hour. Suddenly, we were geniuses. Sure, it was 1 hour's worth of work in an 800-hour project, but nothing we did before or afterward elicited such a genuinely excited response. You would have thought he was Pepe Le Pew and we were a black cat that had just walked under a white paintbrush. Don't be afraid to do something visually eye-catching, even if you know it's just a gimmick. It may go a long way towards satisfying your customer. Tip number three, acknowledge visual processors. Now, I don't mean 4GL video cards. I'm talking about folks who primarily respond to visual stimulus. A few years ago, I read a white paper that reported that 40% of internet users are more likely to click on text ads, 40% are more likely to click on an image ad, and the remaining 20% switch back and forth between images and text. It's an interesting thing to note, and it's not often thought about when you're developing, but some people are going to process your application visually. They are going to see how it feels to them. The functionality and innovation are of little concern to them, at least initially. Such folks are intuitive when it comes to the web. They sense their way around. To them, the first impression of your application is important. Since a good percentage of folks make up these visual processors, you will need to think about them when you are developing. Pay more attention to the user interface. Write as if Jean Dixon, or Diana Ross, for you younger folks, is your primary user. I'm not saying it has to play music and flashlights, but it should be intuitive. Now, that's a scary word. Maybe you're like me. You have no idea what intuitive really means. To me, intuitive means there's a bulleted list of informative links that say exactly what they are, and I pick one and click on it, and I expect to see that information. That's intuitive to me. When I visit a site, I'm more likely to go to the support section before anything else and read. On some sites I visit, I've probably never even seen the homepage. Unfortunately, people like me are tasked with designing UIs, and I've designed a few in my day. Unfortunately, there's a little thing called friendly feedback that can work in your favor. Ask your spouse or significant other for their take on your application. If you are team programming, make sure and include a visual processor on your team, or at least solicit feedback from them at intervals. My final tip for you is to have patience. I know you put a lot of time and effort into the application, and now they are picking on your baby. Remember that comments on the box, the cosmetic look of the application, are the first to come out because they are apparent before the user has actually used the application. If the application performs a useful function and does it efficiently and is easy to use, the users will eventually appreciate it in spite of what they see as its shortcomings. Don't take criticism of your color scheme personally. Don't succumb to the feeling they hate the application just because they don't like the mustard green you chose for the background. Let the application shake out and go through its paces with folks actually using it. Eventually, they will come to see its value. This is ColdFusion Muse.